Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development. So I'm so delighted to be joined today by Katharina Glenn, who is a human resources manager. Katharina, can you believe it? For 20 years now here at New Leaf, we've focused on our core purpose of helping people in organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered what would be your recommended best practices, but please tell us a little bit more about, you know, your organization and specifically kind of what you do and who you serve. So over to you, Katharina, and I'll wrap it up when you are done.
Awesome. Well, thanks for having me. I'm so excited to be here. Funny enough, about 6 months ago, I saw that you were doing these podcasts and I thought, oh, how cool would that be to be on a podcast? So I'm thrilled and happy to be here today. So thank you so much. And I'm excited to talk about what helps people be their best as well as what makes an organization be their best. There is a famous quote from Richard Branson that says, when you take care of the people will take care of your business. So I do think very much it's important to figure out how you can take care of the people. So the question kind of got me thinking, and I was trying to analyze it into pillars of what would it be and what goes into, you know, having people be their best. The very first one is the trust. So you do, when people feel trusted, they take greater ownership of their work. It's important to set clear expectations, give autonomy, and of course, avoid micromanaging people, because the moment you start micromanaging, people get more protective. So then their relationship is not as smooth. The second one is consistency and fairness. So consistency creates predictability and that creates trust. So, you know, having clear, fair, and consistent processes will lead to a smoother experience for an employee. The other one I thought about is understanding people. So everyone is motivated very differently. Some people need, you know, remote work in their life. Some people need flexibility. Some people care about promotion. It's just figuring out what matters to that employee and helping them get that is very important. Then I do think also tapping into the employee strength, that's what will make them happy, because some people are naturally good at some things. And then they are passionate about that subject. So giving them an opportunity to work on something they're already good at is very, very helpful. If you have someone who's very good at data analysis and you put them to present in front of hundreds of people, they're not going to be happy. So tapping in into their strength and giving the opportunity to thrive in that is going to be very important, and you will be best in your work. And that's how you can make everybody else happy in the workplace. And then pretty much where I was leading with that is that it increases confidence, engagement, and performance of that employee. But of course, you can't always do the work that you only love. It's important to focus on growth and mentorship as well. So that's when your organization comes in, and learning and development is super important. Because yes, you might be good at certain things, but you might have gaps. And how do you fix those gaps? And how do you help a person to get to that next level? So that helps to stretch the longevity of that individual in the workplace. So helping to prepare them for the next role is going to be very, very important, because if you bring someone from the outside, you know, and they get that higher role, the person will feel like, well, great, everything that I've been working on over the years did not matter, and I was not prepared to move up, and I would have liked to be up there. So learning and development is very important. Sometimes companies look at that as a cost. And it's hard to take on, but in the long run, it's worthwhile, because, you know, hiring and, you know, firing is very, very expensive. You want to make sure you find the right fit in the first place. And then, you know, support those people moving forward. And the last one is culture fit. So finding people that align with company values will help them connect to the mission and goals of organization. These aspects can help people and organizations thrive.
Katharina, thank you so much for that. I'm not just saying this to be polite, but you have a very clear, concise way of really speaking to just incredible principles that I'm sure you and I have seen really do work in the workplaces of the world. So I really appreciate your time today. If I could give a message out to the subscribers, as we like to do, please keep an eye on the events page for the activities that we go have going on throughout the course of the year. Katerina, until I see you in person, as has become our tradition, could I offer you a virtual high five? Katerina, thanks ever so much for taking a few minutes with us today. I really appreciate it. I look forward to seeing you soon.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Katerina.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.